If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Today is Monday, April 8th. What you need to know about that rare and historic moment in the U.S., a total solar eclipse happening across thousands of miles today. Also, how former President Trump broke a big record over the weekend. And what's changed in the last 6 months of war in Gaza. Plus, another major issue on a Boeing jet. The end to a perfect season in NCAA women's basketball and a preview of the men's championship happening today. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's time for one of the most anticipated sky-watching events in recent years. Today, millions of people across 15 states here in the U.S., as well as Mexico and eastern Canada, will get to see a rare total solar eclipse. Assuming the weather is clear. Along the so-called path of totality, the moon will slip between the Earth and sun, fully covering the sun, meaning the bright afternoon sky will darken for a few minutes. That won't happen again anywhere in the U.S. for another 20 years. And even then, it won't be visible across such a widespread area. Besides the total eclipse, all other parts of the continental U.S. will be able to see a partial solar eclipse today, so it will look like the moon kind of taking a bite out of the sun. Exactly how big the bite depends on where you are. If you plan on watching from anywhere, just remember it is never safe to look directly at the sun, even through binoculars, telescopes, sunglasses, or camera lenses. As in, you could cause permanent eye damage from just seconds of looking at the sun, so don't do it. Instead, you'll need special solar eclipse glasses. Otherwise, you can watch a live stream online, and we'll post a link in today's episode notes. An unusual earthquake on the East Coast shook millions of people on Friday. The magnitude 4.8 quake was centered near White House Station, New Jersey, which is about 45 miles west of New York City and 50 miles north of Philadelphia. But people reported feeling it all the way from Baltimore to Boston. Right away, crews all around the region started inspecting bridges and other major infrastructure. Some flights were diverted or delayed, and some regional rail lines suspended service. Though everything is running smoothly now. More than a dozen aftershocks did come next, but thankfully, no major damage or injuries have been reported. Earthquakes are less common in the east than out west, since the East Coast does not lie on a boundary of tectonic plates. In fact, this was the most significant quake to hit New Jersey since 1884. But scientists say when East Coast quakes do happen, they tend to be felt across wider distances, since rock formations out east are denser than in the west. Now, they don't expect another one this strong for a while. The war in Gaza has now reached the six-month mark. These 6 months have made it one of the most destructive, deadly conflicts of the 21st century. Ever since Hamas stormed Israel on October 7th, carrying out the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust, Israel has been pummeling the Gaza Strip with two main goals. One, freeing the hostages who were taken from Israel, and two, destroying Hamas. But critics say that second goal is either too ambitious or impossible. And Israel has become increasingly isolated as the humanitarian situation gets more dire in Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry says more than 33,000 people have died, mostly women and children. And now more than 1 million people are thought to be on the brink of famine. That said, Israel could be changing up its strategy. Just last week, it announced it would open up another aid route into the Gaza Strip. Though that hasn't happened yet, since officials are apparently sorting out logistics. Also yesterday, the Israeli military announced it scaled back the number of ground troops in the southern part of the enclave to, quote, recuperate and prepare for future operations. Meanwhile, ceasefire talks are still underway. By the way, there are still mass protests happening inside Israel. Over the weekend, tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets to demand their country do more to free the hostages. They also called for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. He has faced widespread criticism over security failures on October 7th. And opinion polls have shown if Israel held an election today, he would be defeated. But for now, at least, another election isn't scheduled anytime soon. To be continued. Former President Trump's campaign broke records over the weekend with the largest fundraising haul ever from a political event, Democrat or Republican. He attended a fundraiser at a billionaire's mansion in Palm Beach, Florida on Saturday. And during the event, he gave a speech in which he talked about increasing domestic energy production, securing the southern border, and extending tax cuts. In the end, Trump's team says he raised more than $50 million. Even still, the Biden campaign has more cash on hand. The money raised at this weekend's fundraiser is expected to be split between the Trump campaign, the Republican National Committee, state Republican parties, and the Save America PAC, which helps pay for the former president's legal bills. Already, those bills from Trump's court challenges have eaten up tens of millions of dollars. Overall, this is expected to be the most expensive general election in history. Election Day is now less than 7 months away. One of the largest Powerball jackpots ever was won over the weekend. A single $2 ticket from Portland, Oregon, matched all five white balls and the red Powerball, which there's only a 1 in nearly 300 million chance of doing. And that ended a winless streak that has stretched for more than 3 months. So the jackpot ended up being more than $1.3 billion, making it the eighth largest in American history. Other people also won something over the weekend, even though only one ticket got the grand prize. Seven other tickets matched all five white balls to win $1 million prizes. We have much more news for you still ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, OneSkin. If you're like me, you're ready for warmer, sunnier days. But is your skin? See, your skin goes through a big transition between seasons, not just on the surface, but at the cellular level. And that's why it's important to nurture it from the inside out with products that do more than just protect against the sun's UV rays. OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells, the cells that make your skin less resilient and more prone to lines and wrinkles. Instead of masking these issues, OneSkin addresses them at the cellular level, boosting your skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and help protect against the elements. I'm already so impressed with OS1 Face and Eye. I've been using these twice a day, every day, for a few months now, and I can truly tell the difference in my skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Okay, now back to the news. South Carolina's women's basketball team is once again a national champion. The Gamecocks capped off an undefeated season by beating its top seed rival, Iowa Hawkeyes, in the title game. It was notably the last game of Hawkeye star Caitlin Clark's college career, one that was highlighted by breaking Division I scoring records for both women and men. After the game wrapped up, South Carolina's coach celebrated her team's win and then spoke to the stadium crowd saying, quote, "I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport." Now Clark plans to enter the WNBA draft. Next up, it's time for the men's national championship. Number one seeds UConn and Purdue will square off tonight since they both won their weekend Final Four games. If UConn wins, it will be the Huskies' fifth national title, including one just last year. But if Purdue comes out on top, it will be the Boilermakers' first. You can catch tonight's game on TBS, TNT, or True TV. It's also streaming live on Max starting at 9:20 Eastern. The FAA is investigating yet another issue involving a Boeing plane. This time, a Southwest flight had just taken off from Denver International Airport when an engine cover fell off and struck the wing flap. The pilots were able to turn around and safely return to the airport, and the passengers got on another flight. Now, Southwest says its maintenance teams are going to review the plane. FAA investigators will look into everything as well. As you know, Boeing is already under extra scrutiny ever since an incident earlier this year when a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight. But in this latest incident, it was an older model of the 737 than the MAX jet that was involved in January's ordeal. If you buy laundry detergent pods, this one's for you. Millions of packets from popular brands have been recalled. We're talking about Tide Pods, Gain Flings, Ace Pods, and Ariel Pods. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the bags can easily split open near the zipper tracks, so there's a risk of young children or pets being able to access them. And if they eat the packets, it can be deadly. But even if they don't, they can cause skin or eye injuries. So if you have one of the recalled bags, parent company Procter & Gamble recommends securing them out of reach and sight of kids. You can also contact the company with a photo of your recalled bag to get a refund, replacement, and if you want, a cabinet latch to keep your product secure. Well, soon you might notice more made with AI labels going up on Instagram, Facebook, and Threads. Those platforms are all owned by Meta, which just updated its artificial intelligence policy. It means Meta will start labeling more AI-generated video, pictures, and audio clips, or manipulated media. The changes are rolling out starting next month. Then starting in July, Meta will stop removing AI-generated material that doesn't go against other community guidelines like harassment, voter interference, or violence, and will label those instead. The 2024 CMT Music Awards celebrated the best in country music last night. These awards are fan-voted, and the ceremony included several performances from some of country music's icons and up-and-comers. Jelly Roll was the biggest winner of the night, winning Video of the Year, Male Video of the Year, and CMT Performance of the Year. Lainey Wilson won Female Video of the Year, and Dan and Shay won Group Video of the Year. Trisha Yearwood received the June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award and performed. And then in one of the show's top moments, several stars got together to perform a musical tribute to Toby Keith, who passed away earlier this year. All right, that's it for the main news. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Maybe you've already heard of Skims, but do you know about their Fits Everybody collection? It might just be their best-kept secret. I've tried several pieces from this collection now, and I have to tell you, I'm a convert. The feeling is like no other pieces I've worn before. It is so stretchy, so soft. It kind of just melts onto your body, and you forget that you're wearing it. I love it, and I think everyone needs to experience this level of comfort from their clothes. It's even noticeable the second you take the Fits Everybody products right out of the bag. The material is truly what stood out to me the most when I received it. And this is true across the collection, from all different types of intimates to my bodysuit that I love to wear with jeans and more. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that I sent you. Just select podcast in the survey and be sure to select my show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. Now back to Money Monday. How much money would you say you need saved before you retire? A new survey from Northwestern Mutual found the typical worker thinks they need almost $1.5 million. That's a 53% jump from the typical worker's retirement savings target just a few years ago in 2020. And it's an all-time high. But even now, Americans aren't actually close to having that much in their retirement accounts. The same study found that the average amount saved for retirement is just a little more than $88,000. So the typical worker comes up more than $1.3 million short of their aspirations. Northwestern Mutual says the target is higher these days because many workers are expecting to live longer and spend more time in retirement. Plus, there's inflation and other financial pressures. And people tend to be more worried about Social Security now, since the program's trust fund reserves are set to be depleted in less than a decade. If the program is not shored up by then, benefits might have to be cut. Of course, no matter what, financial advisors suggest working out a detailed plan for retirement to figure out what you actually need. There's really no standard number, since it depends on a person's standard of living, their local cost of living, taxes, and more. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.